letters of the Rebbe in volume 17, letter number 6401. Baruch Hashem, the 16th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, the following is true even for anyone, any man, any woman, who is not sure if they have the ability to accomplish, to be successful. For how much more so, the Rebbe says, those people we have already done, and you saw that they were very successful, and that from their actions came out good for an entire group of people in many areas. So then it's even more correct and in a much greater measure that you have to accomplish, you can accomplish. This is also in your case, the Rebbe says, that you saw the good results from your work in the area of Neshei Chabad, the Women's Chabad organization, .. So the Rebbe is saying to her, anybody really, even without knowing, can accomplish, we know. But the Rebbe says, you've seen. Oh, this is actually a letter, it's supposed to start Bracha V'Shalom, because this is a letter to a woman in which the Rebbe is encouraging here, that you saw by yourself that your work had such good results in the area of Neshei Chabad. And the Rebbe says, I'm writing all this because I, assuming that the lack of receiving your reports is because you are lacking in your activities. You're not doing it, you're not reporting. So I want to add, the Rebbe says, another point over here. This happening that took place, that your brother, Rav Chosid, with the titles over here, the Rebbe brings Darden, he passed away, Olav HaShalom, that should add in your occupation, in your activities, and your generally involvement in Yiddishkeit, in the Sheikh Chabad, in the outreach work. Because all Yidden believe that the soul remains. And the Rebbe says this is so much based, this is so strong, that even non-Jews believe in the truth of this, that the soul leaves, that the soul doesn't stay. And that is obvious, that the connection you have is not the flesh and bones, but it's the soul. So, what is your connection with the departed one? It's not their physical, but it's the soul. And the soul, you tell through its impact on the body. So, therefore, the truth is that even after, when there is a change in the connection from the soul with the body, then we can, through good actions, to bring about a pleasantness for the spirit of the soul. So your brother's soul, while it departed from the body, but that soul is still there, and you still have the ability, Rebbe is telling her, to cross that soul a pleasantness of spirit. And on the contrary, not only are you able to, you can do it in a greater and a deeper measure. Because the soul, since after it removed itself from the body, doesn't have any body limitations. And therefore, they reach also in those matters that while in a body, she could not do it because of the limitations of the body. And that reach her, even those activities which are done in the very in rooms of rooms, meaning in very private places. Meaning you do a mitzvah in your room and you don't even see your brother, you know, and you don't even, not physically there. And yet the soul can benefit from that because the soul isn't anymore tied to the body. While when the soul was in the body, you needed to have a physical connection. Here, you have a connection even though you're not in the environment with the body. The Rebbe says, I hope that the above should be sufficient to enlighten, to illuminate the conduct as it should be now. That if till now you were occupying in the matters which are good, Tov la'shamayim and Tov la'bri, is good for Hashem and for people. So now is this urgency has been added to it, not only to continue this work, but also to increase it with more quantity, more quality. And in the work itself, and in the influencing others to do. And this would cause, as said above, a pleasantness of spirit to the soul of the deceased who passed away. So the Rebbe sort of suspects that she's a little bit maybe broken or disappointed and she stopped. But the Rebbe says, on the contrary, the Rebbe says, I'm not getting any reports, maybe you stopped doing, but the Rebbe says, you should be doing, you saw success, you should be doing. And this is actually a more essential thing now to be as a pleasantness for the soul, because the soul continues to exist. This is a fact which is accepted by all, even by non-Jews. And therefore, this would be a very important to do and to influence others to do to benefit the soul. The Yiratzin, the Rebbe says, he prays that as we're coming now from the days of redemption, you'd base the Yimul Tammuz, then you saw that Torah was victorious and it negated the darkness of exile. So should be now. It should extend a redemption in all matters that interfere, that confuse. And in good health, proper health, and a wide mind, you should be able to add in the good activities to make the darkness of this exile light. And I hope that in returning mail, I will receive from you good news in all of the above. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing. What an encouraging letter from the Rebbe. And also, it seems like the Rebbe's sensitivity to this woman after losing his brothers, and the Rebbe noticed a decline in her correspondence, and the Rebbe is sort of trying to encourage her that of the importance right now to not only continue but to do even more, and the success that it's going to take. And the Rebbe is saying that we saw during the days of Yud Beis Tammuz how we negated the exile, the freedom of the previous Rebbe. So we should also add in good activities to get rid of this galus, to make it illuminated. And Rebbe wants to receive a report in return mail of good news in all of the above.